you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Spooky Stuff Radio. I am your host, Alex Matsuo, and I am delighted that you have chosen to spend your Tuesday night with me. So tonight's topic is maybe controversial. I'm not sure. I've been called a paranormal Karen a few times for talking about this, but I wanted to, you know, take up some space in my little, you know, booking, my little spot that I have on Live Paranormal to talk about a very common thing that's happening around celebrities and when celebrities pass away. And actually, before I dive into it, I need to play this.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
And there you go. So the views that I'm about to express may not reflect the views of LiveParanormal.com. So if you don't like what I have to say, that is totally okay. It's not Live Paranormal's mindset. It's just mine. So the views that I'm about to share are my own. by the way, if you are listening to the Spooky Stuff Radio right now and you're listening live, meaning that it is 10 p.m. Eastern time, your time, if you want to hop on to the chat on Blog Talk Radio, you are more than welcome to hop on. If you are listening on liveparanormal.com, then I want to say hello and welcome. I would love to hear your perspective. I would love to hear your perspective in the chat and all that good stuff. So, we'll go ahead and we'll dive in. So, So, all right. If you are a 90s kid, a Power Rangers fan, if you're a Power Rangers fan, you're a millennial and 90s kid, then you probably know that we lost Jason David Frank this week, just a couple days ago. And this was something that hit me particularly hard because I was a big Power Rangers fan when I was a kid. I loved Power Rangers. Jason David Frank's character Tommy was probably one of my very favorites, besides Kimberly, of course, the Pink Ranger, and Austin St. John, Jason the Red Ranger. It was a big part of my childhood. It was a major part of my life. It definitely affected the way that I grew up as I was old, became older. You know, Jason David Frank's message of empowerment and, you know, always keep going. Jesus didn't tap was one of his big, you know, sayings. That really resonated with me. And, I didn't quite agree with everything that he had to do and or say in his adulthood because, you know, I don't align with Christianity and he was very much a Christian. But I still respected him. I still, you know, thought that he was still pretty fantastic. But we found out that he took his own life, and which is really hard to digest because, you know, it's like when Robin Williams passed away and we found out he took his own life as well. It's hard to really think about that. And then, of course, we have a couple weeks ago, Aaron Carter passed away. So we've been dealing with a lot in terms of, you know, celebrity passings. And, I mean, if you're a 90s kid or a millennial like I am, then you know that, a lot of our childhood heroes are passing away. And that's something that we're going to have to get used to, you know, as we get older. And so one thing that has been happening that I've been having a big problem with is it's these celebrity spirit box sessions. So essentially we have these spirit box creators, whether they're on YouTube or TikTok, content based on a recent celebrity passing. And I have to say, I'm just going to be very candid right now. It's gross. It is gross. It's very exploitive of people's grief and pain. I mean, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these celebrities, yes, they live their lives in the public eye, but they are not property for us to access and record these interactions. You know, there's a creator on YouTube that has a spirit box session with Aaron Carter and Leslie Jordan, and you know, these celebrities, they have families, they have people who are grieving for them and are missing them. And you know that these people, these creators, are not contacting the families of these celebrities to see if it's even okay to release this content. I know that people will defend these creators and say that, oh, they're helping people and, you know, they're trying to bring peace to people. And it's like, no, they're not. They are absolutely not. What they are doing is they are taking advantage of our grief for these celebrities and our lack of closure and really just capitalizing on that, because you know that these creators are, they are taking advantage of, you know, the algorithm, and they're taking advantage of, you know, search engines, you know, really pushing content based on these celebrities. And they're making these videos and asking some really, like, invasive questions and really just exploiting these celebrities, even if you believe that this is real. Personally, I don't believe that these sessions are real, because have you ever noticed that these celebrities, they will contact these celebrities, and these celebrities, keep in mind, have a lot of them have decades worth of audio files that can be manipulated and edited to basically say and do whatever these creators want. You know, we don't see the sound waves. We don't see the actual audio files as they're going. We see the perspective of a pretty decorated box with a speaker screen, with some pretty lights, and then these guys just go off. You know, we don't actually see the audio files at all. So it's really easy to manipulate that. You know, we don't see the source of the sound. We just see the lights on these pretty little boxes with blinking lights, and you know, we just take it at face value and assume that these guys, they're all guys. I've yet to see a woman do this. Do these really exploitive sessions. And it's, now, granted, there are psychic mediums who are female that do this as well, so I'm not hating on men right now. Gosh, there was one creator, spirit box creator, I saw, did a session with Takeoff, who literally just passed away. But also, this was the one that I think disgusted me the most, that I'm like, no way. There's a creator on YouTube, a spirit box creator, who did a spirit box session with Emmett Till. Emmett Till. Now, if you don't know who Emmett Till is, I will say before you search, just to prepare you, he was a 14-year-old African-American boy who was abducted, tortured, and lynched in Mississippi in 1955 after he was accused of offending a white woman named Carolyn Bryant by her family's grocery store. So essentially, you know, the story is that he whistled at her. She told her husband, and I think it was his brother, went after Emmett, kidnapped him, and they murdered him. His mother, Mammy Till, really did this incredible thing where she did an open casket for Emmett because she wanted people to see what these men did to Emmett and what Carolyn Bryant did to Emmett. And it was really like the big moment that really sparked the civil rights movement. It was like the spark for the civil rights movement to really get going. So you can see why it's so problematic that this YouTuber, a white male YouTuber, does a spirit box session with Emmett Till. And I don't think we really have any, we don't really have any audio files of Emmett's voice. So really what this guy could do is just get any clip of a child's voice or, you know, because Emmett was about 14, 15 years old when this happened. And can really manipulate it and make it sound and say, make it do and say whatever this guy wants. And there's something to be said about creating content over a, like about someone who was murdered the way that they were, especially since it was racially motivated. It was racially motivated and it was a hate crime. I mean, it, and the guys who did this to Emmett, they were found not guilty. So they didn't serve any time. It was terrible. So you can see here, like, there's a problem about a white male creating content about Emmett Till that's just downright exploitive. And the other thing about this creator, too, is, like, they're doing it as a fundraiser, but it's, like, a fundraiser for what? Well, it's for a group called Christian Youth Home that they're fundraising for. So that's the other thing. So this creator is Christian, and yet it's I don't know what to say about that. It's very. But here's the other. It's to me, I find it disgusting and very exploitive and really using his privilege to capitalize off of this. Now, here's the other side of it, though. These creators aren't just creating it to people who agree with me. These creators are making content for people who want this. Like, I'm looking at the comments for the video about Emmett Till, and people are asking for Tamir Rice and Trayvon Martin. They're asking for Shaquille Robinson. They're asking for Aaron Carter. They're basically ordering these people like they're a menu item, like JonBenet Ramsey, Amelia Earhart. Like I see the audience of these creators they're just ordering celebrities and public figures off of a menu like they're a dish to be served. And again, like, yeah, yes, these celebrities were public figures and we knew about them and we had glimpses into their lives, but it doesn't give us a right to want more. Like, at the end of the day, they're human. They're human. And I guarantee you that these creators are not reaching out to the families and saying, hey, you know, I picked up on this message from your relative. You know, this is what they had to say. They're not doing that. They're really not doing that. They're basically just making money off of this. And, you know, the videos of these creators, they have like 63,000 views, 142,000 views. So they're getting a substantial amount of views with this content. So it brings in the views. They're monetized and they're making a little bit of money from it, depending on how they're monetizing. I mean, they could be making like $20 or they could be making $100, you know, per 1,000 views. It's just depending on like the ads and everything. So it'll vary, but you know, they're making a little bit of money. So you can see what the problem is here. I mean, you know, these sessions, you know, Queen Elizabeth was the subject. Olivia Newton-John, Anna Hesh, John Lennon. Oh, my gosh. Gabby Petito. That was another one that actually really there's one on Naomi Judd. She's still hurting. Like, really? You're going to capitalize on you're going to capitalize on that? I don't. Ray Liotta, Marilyn Monroe, Paul Walker, John Candy. I mean, Bob Saget, that's another one. Bob Saget, again, with Gabby Petito and Betty White. There's one creator in particular. He has many, 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 many videos on Gabby Petito. And I find that gross. I mean, and Gabby Petito's family even came out and said, please stop doing this. And, you know, he basically said, F you, I'm going to keep doing this. So for me, it's like, if it's not helping the family, if the family's not involved in any way, then it's exceptionally harmful. Like, these celebrities had families, they have relatives, they have friends who love them, they have children, they have grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. It could traumatize them if they find this. I mean, and if they're not traumatized, that's awesome. But if there's even a risk for these family members to be traumatized by finding this content, then we shouldn't be doing it. And at the very least, like, donate all of that money to a charity, you know, at the very, very, very least. So as you can see, I have very strong opinions about this, and I've been called a paranormal Karen for having these views, because and maybe it's because I've gone through my own share of loss. I would probably be a little pissed if someone was trying to contact my mom without my permission. And if they really were contacting my mom, I mean, she would definitely tell them where to shove it, which is funny. But they could also take clips of my mom's voice and manipulate it to make it sound like she's saying whatever she's saying. There's just something to be said about that. So it's a much deeper issue than what I could really cover in the next 10 minutes. About 10 minutes. We'll say 10. There's a lot going on here. So I would say the responsibility doesn't just lie on these creators. It also lies on the audience that they're creating for. Because people keep going back and keep requesting celebrities, like they're ordering food off of a menu, these creators are going to keep going. They're going to keep creating content as long as there is an audience. I don't see that audience going away anytime soon. And I find that the people who are ordering these celebrities like a menu item, I feel like these people don't understand grief or understand what it means to respect somebody's privacy. That's my soapbox. That's my soapbox rant about the whole thing. I'm just kind of speaking it into the void. But I would love to hear what some of you have to say about all of this, because it's a lot to process. It's a lot to digest, and I think knowing that the families are not involved, that's my biggest issue with all of this. If the families are involved, okay, you know, yeah. But even then, I would even argue that it's taking advantage of a family that's grieving and a family that's desperate for answers. I mean, this goes right back into the spiritualism movement, you know, when you had these fraudulent mediums doing seances and claiming to contact, you know, these deceased people, you know, like in the midst of the Civil War, when you had these families who didn't get any closure when their loved one passed, and then, you know, you have a seance coming around, someone leading a seance that can offer you that closure. I feel like that's what it is. But in this case, it's not necessarily the direct families that are benefiting from this. It's the public. It's the public that benefits from it. They're the ones who want it. Do the families want it? I don't think so. And on that same note, you know, same thing goes for mediums. I just remember there was a medium that really was taking advantage of, I don't know if y'all remember Ophelia. She's a big creator on TikTok, Shoe Lover 99. She recently lost her son. He was murdered in Alabama. And there was a medium that was claiming to have made contact with Ophelia's son. Really gross. And actually, I ended up getting attacked pretty aggressively on TikTok for calling this person out. And she was claiming she was in contact with Ophelia. She provided a screenshot supposedly from Ophelia saying that, you know, she did contact her, but she didn't post like the reply or anything like that. So there was just a lot of sketchy things about that whole situation that makes me suspect that I don't think she really ever contacted Ophelia. Plus, Ophelia has her own medium that she goes to. And yeah, it's a bit interesting. So women are just as guilty of this as well. I haven't seen any female spirit box creators that's doing this, but I have seen them in the mediumship community. So both genders are guilty in their own ways. I would just say that. So you can tell I have a lot to say about this topic, but now I do know some mediums who have made contact with psychic mediums, but according to the psychic mediums I've talked to about this and those who have shared their stories, those famous spirits sought them out. And actually my friend Jessica Jewett just tweeted to me. She said the same thing. I've had contact with a few famous spirits because they sought me. I didn't seek them. And I've noticed two things. They generally don't tell you who they are, and they don't give a shit about fame, as in it annoys them. It's only life out of dozens. Fame doesn't matter. That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, and that's actually similar to what I've heard from my media friends who've had contact who they believe was a celebrity. Extremely discreet, and yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to watch it, and it's hard to watch people encourage the bad behavior, because it is. It's bad behavior. These people who are creating this content, they are true snake oil salesmen. It's really hard. I mean, and it's like they're selling out for literally what's just a few bucks. Maybe we'll cover a phone bill if they're making any money. It's not even like they're selling out for $1 million. They're selling out for maybe a couple hundred. And that's hard. That's hard to process. That's hard to think about. It's hard to think about that. Like, it doesn't take a lot of money for these guys to completely throw out any sort of morals or values that they have. It's all for a couple bucks. So anyway, I would love to hear what you think about this situation. You can catch me on Twitter, as long as we have Twitter still, at The Spooky Stuff, all one word. You can catch me on Facebook, same handle, TikTok, same handle, Tumblr, same handle, The Spooky Stuff. Let me know what you think. What do you think about these creators contacting dead celebrities? Let me know what you think. I will say, bringing it all back to Jason David Frank, if I see a spirit box session about Jason David Frank, I just may lose it. Because that gets personal for me, because, you know, that's somebody that I especially cared about as a human being, as, you know, for his message. It's just, I'm very protective. I'm going to be very protective, especially since he did lose his life to himself. He lost the battle to mental illness. So anyway, let me know what you think. Tweet at me, Facebook me, TikTok me, Tumblr me, Mastodon me. Oh, I'm also on Mastodon. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You can also email me at alex@thespookystuff.com if you want to be more discreet with your thoughts. I totally get it. But anyway, thank you all for listening tonight. I hope that, you know, my soapbox rant wasn't too aggressive. Thank you for hearing me out and letting me have this space to share my thoughts. And I look forward to hear what you all have to say. So I will be back next week. What is next week? I know what is up. The 29th. I'll be back on the 29th. Same time, same channel. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. I am grateful for all of you. I am grateful to Rob and Nikki at Live Paranormal for giving me this opportunity. There's a lot to be grateful for. So I hope you all have a wonderful holiday, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.